This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiffs litigation firm. Today's case, Dana Casnocha Jones versus State Board of Nursing, decided June 3rd, 2025 by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Western District. Dana Casnocha Jones, respondent, V.W.D.874.48, State Board of Nursing. Opinion filed June 3rd, 2025, appellant. Appeal from the Circuit Court of Cole County, Missouri, the Honorable Cotton Walker, Judge Division 3, Edward R. Ardini, Jr., Presiding Judge Alec Ahuja, Judge and Thomas N. Chapman, Judge the State Board of Nursing, the Board, appeals the judgment of the Circuit Court of Cole County, the trial court, awarding Dana Casnocha Jones attorney's fees. After the Board revoked Casnocha Jones's nursing license, she sought judicial review in the trial court. The trial court reversed the board's decision and ordered the board issue her a probated license. The board appealed, and this court affirmed the trial court's judgment. Thereafter, Casnocha Jones filed an application for attorney's fees in the trial court pursuant to Section 536.087 RSMO, one seeking an award of the attorney's fees and expenses. One, all statutory references are to RSMO 2016. Two, she incurred in the proceedings before the board, the action for judicial review before the trial court, and the appeal before this court. The trial court entered judgment granting her application in part, finding Casnocha Jones was entitled to the attorney's fees and expenses she incurred in responding to the board's appeal, but was not entitled to fees and expenses incurred during the disciplinary proceedings before the board or the action for judicial review before the trial court. We reverse the judgment of the trial court awarding Casnocha Jones attorney's fees and expenses because Casnocha Jones waived any claim for such fees and expenses, and even if she had not, she failed to timely file her application under Section 536.087, Factual and Procedural Background. In March 2020, the board advised Casnocha Jones, through her counsel, that the board received information which it believed showed cause to discipline Casnocha Jones's nursing license. The board and Casnocha Jones, through counsel, engaged in settlement discussions. In October 2021, the board filed a complaint with the Administrative Hearing Commission, AHC, seeking an order that grounds existed to discipline Casnocha Jones's license. The parties continued to engage in settlement discussions, and on March 10, 2022, the board and Casnocha Jones executed a settlement agreement, wherein Casnocha Jones stipulated that her nursing license was subject to disciplinary action by the board. She further stipulated to the factual allegations contained in the settlement agreement, which supported that, in 2019, she diverted opioid pain medications for personal use while working at a hospital. The board and Casnocha Jones agreed that her case would proceed, 3, to a hearing before the board for a determination as to what, if any, discipline should be imposed. As relevant to this appeal, the settlement agreement also contained the following provisions. Come now, Dana Casnocha Jones, licensee, and the Missouri State Board of Nursing, board, and enter into this settlement agreement for the purpose of resolving the question of whether licensees licensed to practice as a registered professional nurse will be subject to discipline. Licensee acknowledges that she understands the various rights and privileges afforded her by law, including the right to potentially recover attorney's fees incurred in defending this action against her license. Being aware of these rights provided her by operation of law, licensee knowingly and voluntarily waives each and every one of these rights and freely enters into this settlement agreement in order to appear before the board in a hearing to determine what, if any, discipline is appropriate under the facts as stipulated by the parties. 8. Licensee, together with her heirs and assigns and her attorneys, do hereby waive, release, acquit, and forever discharge the board of or from any liability, claim, actions, causes of action, fees, costs and expenses, and compensation, including, but not limited to, any claims for attorney's fees and expenses, including any claims pursuant to paragraph 536.087, RSMO, which may be based upon, arise out of, or relate to any of the matters raised in this case, its settlement, or from the negotiation or execution of its settlement. On May 18, 2022, Casnocha Jones appeared before the board for a disciplinary hearing. At the hearing, Casnocha Jones presented evidence demonstrating her recovery from substance abuse and success in her employment at a dialysis facility, including the testimony of her substance abuse counselor and her supervisor at work, as well as a letter from the medical director of her substance abuse treatment program. Casnocha Jones also testified. The board P.